if I had the money, I would buy Skims, everything on Skims. Eesh, if I had money, bro. Wagwan, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? How you feeling? I hope you're feeling Gucci because I'm on a roll. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. This is episode 171 and I am your host, Awino Awiti. How are you feeling? Today I have a list. I love the list series, you know. So recently I've been seeing this thing trending on TikTok, how people are giving a list of the things that are definitely worth money. Some people are saying expensive things, of course, outrageous things, but everyone has a price. Everyone, I mean, expensive is relative, or rather cheap is relative. So this is my list of things that are worth the money, definitely, for me, as per where I'm at in life now. But before that, before we get into the episode, if you want to be part of our series, What's Your Spoken Story, remember to check the link on the description, fill in the Google form, and I'm gonna get back to you. Let's get straight into the episode. Number one, the first thing that I think is worth the money, a good mattress. Oh, a good mattress. If there's one thing I take seriously, it's my sleep. I don't joke. When it comes to my sleep, I don't mess with my sleep. In fact, I don't like anyone messing with my sleep. I'm one person who can close myself in my house and sleep the entire day. And even if I hear you knocking and you didn't tell me you're coming, I won't open for you. Because that's how I take my sleep serious. I don't like distractions when I'm sleeping. So a good mattress really helps for a good sleep, right? So invest in a good mattress, by the way. Invest in a good mattress. Good bed sheets. In fact, silk bed sheets. All, if I had money, all my bed sheets will be in silk. I don't care. There's no better feeling than the feeling of sleeping in freshly washed bed sheets. And you need to actually change your bed sheets every week. Some people even change like every 4 days or what, but maximum a week. A good mattress, good bed sheets. Oh, and good loungewear. Ugh, I'm a sucker for good loungewear. If I had the money, I would buy Skims, everything on Skims. Eesh, if I had money, bro, I would buy everything on Skims. I swear, they have the best loungewear. From what I've just seen, those people, like they ate that brand. They have the best loungewear, honestly. So good loungewear, I have some. And good robes. I love a good robe. Especially after taking my shower and just cozying up in my warm bathrobe. Very underrated feeling. So a good mattress, good bed sheets, good loungewear, robes. Definitely, that is something I'll spend my money on. I don't care. The second thing, a good bra. A good bra that fits well, that actually fits. Very underrated. Because comfort is not a luxury. It's a necessity. A good bra. Hey, but it's so hard for me to find a good bra. But recently, that when I was preparing for my trip to Mombasa back in June, I went to Gikomba and I got some good bras. Yeah, so a good bra. Especially for people with big boobies like me, you need a good bra to hold those babies well. So a good bra is definitely worth the money. Another thing that is worth the money, quality shoes. I'm not saying expensive shoes, I'm saying quality shoes. They might not be expensive as such, but they might be the best quality. So quality shoes, honestly, let me say this. I always joke about this, but I'm serious. I always judge someone from their shoes. Beat me. I judge you from the shoes. Oh, before I even look at your face, people say that, oh, the face is the first impression. Oh, how you dress is how you are going to be addressed. No, me, I will judge you from your shoes. If your shoes, in fact, are they clean? Are they dirty? Before I even look at the quality, are they clean? Are they dirty? Then I come to the quality. So good quality shoes, that is something I don't mind spending my money. That is something that is worth my money. Good quality shoes. When I get rich, when I get the bag, I will have a collection of shoes, bro. I already have them in my mind. The collection of shoes that I'm going to have when I get the bag. Yell them ready. But for now, good quality shoes. Very important. They don't have to be expensive, but they have to be good quality. So good quality shoes, non-negotiable. Number three, health. Healthcare when it comes to mental health, therapy, health checkups, health education. Remember last episode I was talking about women and how we need to take our health education seriously, how we need to take our emotional, our mental well-being very seriously. So investing in good health, whether it's health education, whether it's checkup, regular checkups, whether it's therapy, whether it's mental health checkup, bro. Very important. Very, very important. Worth the money. Another thing that is definitely worth the money is Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. Let me tell you guys, maybe hadali lalenja like you need the Wi-Fi. So crazy. I'd rather sleep hungry but pay for Wi-Fi, bro. I don't care if I spend my last money on paying Wi-Fi. I'd rather sleep hungry. So Wi-Fi is very important because all my work depends on Wi-Fi, literally. I can't edit anything without Wi-Fi. I can't do my research, data analysis without Wi-Fi. Everything I do depends on Wi-Fi. So yeah, that is one of the bills I pay. Before I even pay my rent, bro, I pay my Wi-Fi. Before I even pay my rent, I pay my Wi-Fi first. So that is very important because my job literally depends on Wi-Fi. So another thing that I think is definitely worth the money is experiences. Experiences. Going for concerts. Experiences, yeah? Going for concerts, taking trips, cultural events, I don't care. I don't care how much those tickets are going to cost. Baby, I'm going to go. Like now I've seen Fally Pupa is coming to Kenya. People are complaining the tickets are 8K. People are like, oh, well. If I had the money, okay, I don't have the money. But if I did, because I love rumba. If I did, bro, I would have gone that event. But there's an event. Hey, like, by the way, Luo Festival is coming up in November. I have to be there. I have to be there. I'm going to get those tickets. I have to be there. Actually, this year, I actually realized this year I've not gone to any concert, bro. Have I? What the hell? I haven't gone to any concert this year. But no worries, we're still in August. In fact, this is the time. This last quarter of the year is where most concerts are being held. So no worries, I have to go to at least three concerts before the year ends because I love concerts over clubs, concerts any day. At least I took my trip. So experiences are definitely worth the money, man. Memories are forever. Money comes and goes. That's how I convince myself when I'm about to make a bad decision. Money comes and goes, but experiences are forever. Experiences are forever. So yeah, that is definitely something worth the experience. If I had money, I would take a trip every month, every year. Every month I would take a trip. I don't care. So that is something non-negotiable. Another thing that I think is definitely worth the money, skincare. Skincare that actually works for you. Especially when you get makeup with skincare. Ooh, sign me up. Oh, baby, sign me up. Makeup with skincare. Oh, sign me up. So skincare that actually works for you is definitely worth the money. Definitely worth the money. Just a few products that suit your skin and you'll consistently use can be worthwhile than chasing all these trends and chasing the the trending product. Just find something that works for you. Especially when it's makeup, especially when you find makeup with skincare, bro, it's a game changer. Game changer. Definitely worth the money. Another thing that I think is worth the money, convenience. Paying for convenience. One thing about me, I will pay for convenience. I don't have money as such, but I will pay for convenience. When I'm tired and that business has delivery service, I'll rather pay for that delivery service. I'd rather pay for that delivery service. Because at the end of the day, hii pesa si mimi najitafutia, kwani natafutia nani? If nisipojispoil angalau kidogo nirudishie mwili. Angalau tu kidogo nirudishie mwili, shukrani. Kidogo tu. Because at the end of the day, I work for myself. At the end of the day, we all work for ourselves. So you don't have to be selfish when it comes to you. Spend that money. Eat that money. Nimekumbuka hiyo meme. Eat that money. Inakwanga, if that money can't solve the problem, eat that money. So yeah, I'm one person who will pay for convenience. I don't care how much it costs, but if I have the money, I'm gonna pay for it. Because it saves time. It saves time. Anyway, another thing that I think is definitely worth the money is books. Education, qualification, all those things, books, getting that quality education, definitely worth the money. Reading, buying books, definitely worth the money. Hey, if there's one thing I'm chasing is education validation. There's no validation that beats education validation. No, there's no, in my books, there's no validation that can beat education validation. No. Just being validated because you have the brains. I want to be disgustingly educated. That's my dream. Honestly, I'm in an era where I feel like I want to go back to school. It's just that I still don't have the money. But I don't know. Yeah, but I just want to go back to school and do something totally different, not what I studied. I want to do something totally different. I'm not going to say, but you guys moved on at me. I'm in that era. I want to just go back to school. There's a course I really want to do. It's calling me by my full government name. So yeah, books, good quality education, skills. Those are things that are worth the money. If you want a certain skill and you have to pay to learn about it, yeah. It will help you somewhere. It will even bring back the money. So that is something I honestly don't mind spending on. Another thing that I feel like is worth the money is, of course, quality work equipment. Depends on what type of job you do. For me, I'm a content creator. I'm a filmmaker. So good camera. I love Sony cameras. If you ever wanted to get me something, just get me a nice Sony camera. If I could get a Digicam, it will be over for you guys on Instagram. It will be over. So good quality equipment, it makes your work easier. For a podcaster, good quality microphones, good sound. So yeah, definitely, it makes your work easier. It makes you even motivated to work. It assures you of quality work. So quality work equipment is something definitely worth spending on. Like now I'm saving for my camera. I don't know when I'm going to finish saving up for that camera and get it, man. Hi. God. Another thing that I feel is worth the money, of course, quality hair. Wigs. Investing in quality hair. Because not every day you're going to have the strength to go and sit at a salon for 8 hours to get your hair done, to get your braids done. No, especially me, but since I relaxed my hair, when was it? It's actually 3 years. Oh, this month. Actually, it's 3 years since I relaxed my hair, and my hair has never been beautiful. I've never loved my hair as much as I love my hair right now. My hair is flourishing. It's so long, healthy. Ugh. Relaxing my hair, I think, was the best decision I did for my hair. Because now, actually, I was even telling my salonist the other day, that since the year began, I've never actually plaited my hair. I was telling her, she actually even sent me a pic of some braids, and she was like, we need to do this on your hair. I was like, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Because nowadays I don't have the patience to just sit at a salon for more than 6 hours to get my hair braided. I don't know. I just don't have that patience. I think I've outgrown it. I've outgrown. Yeah, it's 4 a.m. If you hear the cocks crowing, you know, it's time to wake up. It's actually 4 a.m. I'm recording this at 4 a.m. So, yeah. So, yeah. Quality hair and wigs. So sometimes I just don't feel like making my hair, but I have a nice wig. I have nice wigs, so I can just put it on, style it well, brush it well, oil it, and I'm good to go. So definitely investing in quality hair and wigs, that is something that is worth your money. Because also, not even time. Sometimes you don't even have that money to go to the salon. Like, you're broke and you have an event. Mostly, sometimes I don't have money and I have like an event I have to attend and I can't go looking raggedy. I pull out one wig and I'm good to go. Or I can just style my hair. My hair is long. I just style it and I'm good to go. Actually, we need to debunk. People are debunking this. We are talking about African girls, black girls. We're talking about how we've normalized wig culture so much to the point that we don't consider, to the point that when we have our natural hair out, we feel like our hair is not done. Who said that? You can have, actually now I have my natural hair out and it's looking sexy. It's looking amazing. So yeah, that is also something into, like, of course you have to, this is IPA wigs, and I just have the corner. You need to, one thing about our hair as Africans, it is what's the word? Diverse. That's what I like about us. Our hair is diverse. Like, we have a lot of things we can do with our hair. We can plait, we can do cornrows, we can just style it naturally. Now we can now put the wigs, we can do hair extensions, we can do microlings. I don't know. Hey, we have a lot of options. So explore all those options. Don't just stick to one hairstyle, just wearing wigs day in, day out. Maybe wigs can mess up your hairline. So just explore options. Change it. Don't just plait braids every day. Don't just do cornrows every day. Explore one thing about our hair. It is diverse. You can do so many things with our hair as Africans. So tap into that. You can just wear your afro. I was hearing people say Africans can't wear an afro, and literally the name comes from Africa. I don't even want to start that conversation. I'm going to be mad. I don't want to get into that. I'm going to be mad. Yo, African Americans are crazy people. So yeah, that's a topic for another day. Another thing I feel like is definitely worth the money. CapCut Pro or any editing app that you're using, the Pro version. But I love CapCut Pro. CapCut actually has some nice features, especially for quick editing as a content creator. It has some nice features, man. I love CapCut. It's such a good app. I've been editing with InShot, especially for YouTube. I use a lot of InShot. Also, I love InShot, but InShot is rigid. It doesn't have like a lot of features like CapCut. So, and imagine CapCut, the free version of CapCut has like good features. So imagine the Pro version. Oh. That if you can afford it and you are a content creator out there and you use it, CapCut Pro is definitely worth the money. The features are insane. Another thing I feel is worth the money is a good massage, bro. A good massage. Just a good spa date every month. That is something that if I had the money, I would be going every month, a spa date. Just booking myself a spa date where I just go and lie down, forget about my problems, and just be taken care of. Is that too much for a girl to ask? Is it? That's all I want, a spa date, a good massage every month. Because, man, my back, sometimes my neck, especially the neck, it has a lot of tension. But yeah. That is something definitely worth the money. If I had the money, I would book a spa day. But when I get the money, sometimes I do it. One thing about me, I'm not frugal. I ain't no frugal. Mama don't bore no frugal. Another thing that I feel like is definitely worth the money, a good tailor. Oh. A good tailor, bro. It's so hard to find a good tailor, man. Tailors can embarrass you. Especially now that I'm in an era where I love wearing suits. I love tailored clothes more. just suits. I love official blazers, official suits. I would love to wear that more. I feel like that's kind of my style. By the way, I found my style, and that is actually my style. Official, some tailored looks. It's only that I'm yet to find a good tailor. That is something. If I find a good tailor, I'm sure I'll invest in a good tailor. That is something that is definitely worth the money. Because good clothes can last you. Good tailored clothes, oh, they can last for years. And they're just presentable. They're just classy. They're just on another level, man. Yeah, I think that's my list. I think, yeah, that's all I had for today. This is just a random episode. I got the inspo from TikTok. I was like, yeah, I need to make this a podcast episode. So you guys tell me, what is something you think that is definitely worth the money that I left out from my list? Okay, I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.